This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, June 29th. God's word to you today is not your ways. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 69, verse 9, and it says, because zeal for your house has eaten me up, the reproaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me. Please read John 2, verses 12 to 25. We see a direct fulfillment of today's scripture reference. Let me give you some background. The population of Jerusalem is about 250,000 people. The law demands that at a feast like this, everyone in Jerusalem must come to Jerusalem to worship. So at these festival times, the population of Jerusalem grows to about 1,500,000 people. So the temple is usually packed, and here was this young man, barely 30, scattering the temple. The temple was 65 acres of land, and it was being rebuilt by Herod at the time. Jesus went there, and he was throwing away their tables. The Bible says Jesus made the whip himself from cords. Can you imagine Jesus doing all this? When Jesus was making the whip, the disciples were probably asking him what he was doing. I can just imagine him saying, wait, and I'm going to show you. And when he was done, he said, follow me. Don't you want to meet Jesus someday and just salute him for his boldness? In today's scripture reference, you will see John quoting one of the wisdom books. John 2 verse 15 says, Jesus made a whip from some ropes and chased them all out of the temple. He drove out the sheep and cattle, scattered the money changers' coins over the floor, and turned over their tables. What do you do with a whip? Jesus whooped people. One of our pastor's daughters said to her mother, Pastor is so nice. He cannot flog people. I had to show her the cane in my office. I actually have a cane in my office. Many little children are my friends. I love them with one hand and whoop them with the other. If I cannot whoop you, I cannot be your friend. If you are too big to be whooped, then stay away. Note that I'm not talking about adults. I do not whoop adults. I'm talking about children. It is because foolishness abounds in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction drives it far away. Even when that little girl saw the cane in my office, she still could not accept it. She just could not picture Pastor flogging anyone. Similarly, many of us cannot picture Jesus whooping people. These people were adults. Amazing. Jesus chased out the people selling goats and sheep, overturned the table of money changers. He scattered all their coins. Jesus was asking for trouble. The money changers were the people that controlled the commerce of the temple. And at that time, everything happens in the temple. The temple had its own currency, so people had to buy it with the regular currency. It is the temple's currency that people use to purchase the animals for sacrifice, and the money goes back to them. The animals not purchased from the temple were written off as not pure and cannot be offered to God. Everyone had to buy the animals they were selling. Horrible. Let us pray. Father, I pray that the passion, the zeal for your house, will fall on me afresh, so that I will not turn my eyes to permit the things that dishonor your name, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.